Radio. 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 Yep, 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 yep. Oh, ah, ah, ah. Happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Eep, eep.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight, and starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Gross Point Records, which is a French label, I do believe, out of Montreal, but that's an artist, or the artist you heard was named Fanny Bloom. She's got a new album out called Liqueur, and you heard the title track. And once again, that's Fanny Bloom out on the Gross Point record label. Or Gross Boyd, I should say. Anyways, just do a search on your Google machine for Fanny Bloom. So tonight on the program, we've got a pretty wide variety of stuff. We're going to focus on kind of a little bit more kind of softer pop towards the start, get to some kind of louder stuff in the middle, maybe some electronic, and then maybe, some kind of punk and garage stuff in the middle, and then maybe some loud stuff at the end if we could fit it in. So it's going to be a pretty mixed bag of stuff tonight. Don't forget, you can head to our website, citr.ca, and you can check out a list of songs played in case you missed what I'm saying and whatnot. So starting off the program tonight, a few weeks ago I had mentioned a new album out from Nadel Tarisi, and when it had come out I'd only had a small amount of time to listen to it, but I've been listening to it quite a bit for the past few weeks, and it's called Only For You, and I can definitely say it's going to be on my top 10 albums of 2018. So weird to say 2018, but anyways, you can hear a different track that I played off of it. And you're going to hear a track called Candy. Last time I played the one of the title tracks, or one of the tracks that she had a music video for. And prior to that, I played, I think, a single that they had put out before the album was released. So definitely check out some more stuff from Nadel Teresi. Previously, she just used to go under the name Nadel, and she's also in a group called The Curtains, as well as Cryptocize. After Nadel, you can hear something from an artist named Belinda Corpez. She's got a new album out called All I Am, and you'll hear a track called Waiting. And she's a new artist, I do believe, out of Eastern Canada, but she just sent us a copy of her new album. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Nadel Teresi. This track is called Candy.
So foolish and so joyful, wishing I could be years ahead. You were my soul, so sweet and so thoughtful. Humming your tune, laying me down to bed. What do I do? Something strange pulling at my skin. My thoughts a puzzle in my head. And I can't stand to be by myself for too long. I wanna be close until I can't any longer. Hold my hand and say it'll be okay. Keep me safe. Cause I'm holding on a breath, waiting for you.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Pulse Rock, and what you just heard was some new stuff into the station. An artist named Belinda Corpus, and a track off her album called All I Am, and it's just a small, I think it's like a 6-track album, so I guess maybe an EP would be categorized as. You heard the opening track called Waiting, and Belinda Corpus is based out of Toronto. Before that, you heard something from Nadel Teresi, a track off her new album called Only For You. That was a track called Candy. So up next, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the probably best choice is Music Waste. And you get a really cheap pass. And if you just head to musicwaste.ca, you can find out all the info that you need. And there's a ton of bands, a lot of CITR-related bands, and you'll probably see a lot of CITR people at these shows. And they're crazy cheap, only $20, and you get an amazing amount of bands for that. And Music Waste started yesterday, and you can check out a lot of different shows tonight, and one of which is local artists, Rintstream. You can hear a track called Exorcism, and you can check them out at rintstream.bandcamp.com. And this is just one of the many, many artists that you can check out for Music Waste Festival. There's afternoon shows on Saturday, playing like Red Cat, both locations. Anyways, there's just too much to mention. If you just head to musicwaste.ca, you can find out more. So you're gonna hear music. You're gonna hear Music Waste artists, and then after that, you're gonna hear a new album into the station. A group called Highness. Album is called End of Music, off the Sore Lips record label. You're gonna hear a track off of it. Something called Choke is what I had picked. But first, right here on CHR 101.9 FM, this is something from Rinse Stream. This is a track called Exorcism.
Six, 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 six,
my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Highness with a track called Choke off the End of Music EP. Prior to that was Rent Stream, a local artist, and a track called Exorcism. And you can check them out at rentstream.bandcamp.com. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I can be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear a couple artists in the Vaporwave realm. And if you're not familiar, Vaporwave is kind of like, an art and music aesthetic and style that is very kind of hard to pin down, but it's almost one of those kind of, you know it when you see it or you know it when you hear it type of genres, I guess. And you can hear, or I should say, it's kind of characterized by a lot of kind of early 90s aesthetics of like old VHS and very bright and colorful styles. Very early 3D computer art and just all kinds of stuff like that. And the artists that I'm going to play in this genre are James Ferraro, as well as a guy from the Monopoly Child Star Searchers. And the first of which is James Ferraro. He's a composer, or I guess an artist that's kind of really kind of pioneered the Vaporwave genre. In the early days, he was putting out tons of albums. Probably in like the late 2000s, he was putting out a few albums a year, releasing a lot of stuff on CDR that were mail order only. I actually ordered a few off him back in the day. But he's got that really kind of hard to pin down style that kind of sounds like old VHS recordings, old AM radio recordings, and kind of in that style. So he was in a group called The Skaters along with Spencer Clark. And after that, they kind of branched off and just went and did their own thing. James Ferraro was putting out tons of releases under his own name and a few monikers. And I think Spencer Clark went on to the Monopoly Child Star Searchers. So anyways, what brings me to why I'm playing him is James Ferraro has a brand new album out today. Actually, it's been a couple weeks. Anyways, it's called Four Pieces for Mirai. And you can check him out on his Bandcamp, which is jjamesferraro.bandcamp.com. And you can hear a track off of it called Green Hill Cross. And this one kind of has a little bit more of a sound that's reminiscent of his early style. In the late 2013, 2012, he started kind of moving to a little bit more shorter tracks and kind of a little bit more focused style. But this one, just on an early listen, kind of gave me that style, or reminded me of the style of in the late 2000s of James Ferraro. After that, you're going to hear brand new stuff from Monopoly Child Star Searchers. Spencer Clark is one of his side projects, I guess. Anyways, it's called Make Mine Macaw, and it was just put out today. You can hear the opening track called Tangerine Taxi. So I guess we'll hear these two artists, a little bit kind of longer form tracks, but I'm just going to play these and then get back to you and talk to you some more. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from James Ferraro. Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Monopoly Child, Star Searchers. That was a track called Tangerine Taxi off the Make Mine Macaw album that just came out on the Discrepant record label. And Monopoly Child, Star Searchers is the work of Spencer Clark, who also used to be in the Skaters. And prior to that, you heard something from another Skaters member, and that's the one and only James Ferraro. A new album called Four Pieces for Mirai is what you heard. The track you heard was called Green Hill Cross. And this is a first installment of a four-part series that's going to be out this year. Really cool that it's putting out such a vast catalog in 1 year. And it's kind of echoing the early 2010-2011 style of James Ferraro. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to move into a little bit more electronic-oriented territory for the time being, possibly right until the end of the show. But anyways, you're going to hear something from Mary Davidson, Montreal-based electronic artist. And she is putting out some really, really cool electronic stuff in the past couple years. I played a couple albums of hers, but you're going to hear an older album that came out in 2013, and it's just a self-titled deal. I think it's an EP, but you can hear the opening track, which is a French track called, I'm going to butcher it, but it's called Ma Ve Sans Toi. And then after Marie Davidson, you can hear something from Peggy Goo, who is a house artist, and I think she's on the Ninja Tune record label. But she's got a new album out called Once, and you can hear a track off of it, something called It Makes You Forget. And once again, that's Peggy Goo, a Berlin-based artist who is also out on the Ninja Tune record label. But first, this is some old stuff from Marie Davidson right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
tropical, cédone rouge orangé et la corne à mur. Il est d'un vent qui rapproche. La muraille s'effondre. Matin, soir, veille ma fleur. Une serre vivante qui frémit. De noir et l'onyx. Ainsi passent les heures. Dans un champ de langueur, les allées venues qui mènent au hameau sont pleines d'espoir.
One of Victoria's best up-and-coming bands, Fortune Killers, is on tour with their debut album, Temper Temper. What I'm looking for is buried by design. Fortune Killers with Vancouver alt-rockers High Love play Guilt & Co. Tuesday, June 12th.
National Indigenous Peoples Day is June 21st, and CITR 101.9 FM is here to provide you a day of special programming and celebration, with programs on language revitalization, Inuit composers, and much, much more. All day, CITR will be broadcasting content by, with, and for Canada's Indigenous people, from Indigenous-focused music playlists and audio documentaries to in-studio interviews. Tune in Thursday, June 21st from 11 a.m. onwards to hear all of CITR's programming on Indigenous culture, identity, and heritage.
And we're we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from Peggy Goo, a track called It Makes You Forget off the Once album. Prior to that was Montreal's Marie Davidson with a track off her self-titled album that came out in 2013. You heard the track called Mauvais Sans Toi. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. Keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. And up next, we're going to leave you with something from a... Well, actually, I was going to play a longer form loud track, but I decided maybe I won't. Since the... I guess the track is a little bit more... kind of a long form track, and I think it's going to take a little bit too long to play. So I'm going to get back to you, and I'm actually probably going to play something from an electronic artist named Graham Dunning, and he's doing some kind of house music, if I'm not mistaken. He's got an album out called Way Too Much Time, and it's out on a record label called, well, it's actually just called AAD AT, and I think it must be a reference to one of the old recording style. I think on old tapes they'd kind of list it if it was fully analog recording or just like to record to tape or something like that. I'm guessing that's what it is. Anyways, I'm gonna stop rambling. You can hear a track off an album called Way Too Much Time. You can hear a track off of it called something called Full Red Stack, and then we'll take you to the next program right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Graham Dunning.